Hey, Brad.
Hi, Sal.
We were in Italy. We visited Naples and Pompeii.
Yes.
Wow.
I was thinking you were going to talk about everywhere we went, but yes.
This is an exciting episode coming up.
Yeah.
We took the train from Rome to Naples. In February, it was really quiet. Was that the time we were like the only people on the train? Maybe probably not. It was probably Naples to Venice.
Right, yeah.
But it was kind of funny because, you know, Rome is a pretty cosmopolitan city, but it's also got a calmness to it for being such a large city. Naples felt very different. It was very chaotic initially getting off the train. And
we walked right up that vendor street. Mm-hmm. So one side, there was some construction going on. Right out of the train station. So they were redoing a main plaza. So you could either go right down this road with all the vendors and then, or you could go left and it was nice and peaceful and no one there. So we didn't know any better. We went right. That's where all the people were.
Yeah.
So it was, pretty chaotic because of the, you know, construction wall and the, you know, the vendors were all out and the sidewalks. So,
but we got through it. It took us a long time to find our accommodations. We stayed in Old Town Naples. Great location.
Oh, yeah. It was fabulous.
Alleyways and cobblestones and photograph opportunities everywhere you turned.
Yeah.
That was terrific. It was hilly, kind of, too, as I recall. And we ended up getting this Airbnb in a building, this really old building, and it was 5 flights of stairs.
Right.
That happens a lot. There's always a lot of stairs when you travel.
Well, yeah, particularly in Europe. And, you know, after a week or two, you're just like, oh, 5 flights. Who cares? You get used to it. So it's nice. You're getting good shape.
Yeah, we called it our European workout regimen.
Yes.
The only thing that was a downside about Naples is this guy was like, oh, the pizza is amazing. You got to have the pizza there. And we went to a shop, and I think it might have been too early. And the guy, the chef in the kitchen, was smoking whilst he was making pizzas.
Yeah.
We got a pizza with an egg on it. It was mediocre.
Yeah. That was the pizzas in Rome were really good. The pizza here was not so good. But
the one that we had, we were only there a couple of days.
Right. Yeah. That's one thing we learned is you got to stay more than 2 days in a location. You know, stay 3-4 days. If a big city, you need a week, easy. So we were able to get in. We walked down to the seashore.
Right. There was like a fort there or something on the seashore.
So that was really cool. Yeah, castle. And some of the cannons were pointing back towards the city, which I thought was kind of odd. But
that is odd.
Anyway.
Not a well thought out display, no doubt.
Yes. But it was cool. There was a lot of levels, and it was right on the sea. You could look over the side, and the waves were crashing up against the rocks at the base of the castle. So,
now, we went to Naples. We stayed there because we knew we kind of wanted to see Naples and a little bit, but mainly our main idea was that we would see Pompeii.
Yes.
Which was fantastic.
I loved Pompeii.
Mm-hmm.
And Herculean? There's like 4 different sites there that we found out about as we were in Pompeii. So there's more to see. And we, unfortunately, that was our second day and we were moving on to Matera, but go see Pompeii. I loved it. The streets, you're on the sidewalk and there's these huge stones, like 2 across. So when it's flooded, you just step on these stones and you get across the street without stepping in water. And the wagons, wheels are wide enough, they just go right over the top of the stones. It was really cool.
You know, I think the thing is you read about Pompeii or you hear about it, and the main thing that people tend to focus on are the preserved individuals who were struck when that volcano went off, when Vesuvius exploded. And that's, you know, it's interesting, but the city itself is very big. It's a very big historic site. There's at least 2 theaters, 2 Roman theaters. There's
full Colosseum tons. There, yeah.
Yeah, there was a beautiful Colosseum there. There's tons of shops. There's tons of tile work. It's a massive, massive place you can walk around. The train from Naples stops right in front of it, so it's really easy to get to.
Yeah.
If I could do it over again, I would go back and I would spend maybe 3 days exploring that area, maybe even four.
Yeah, I'd go four because there were at least three other sites to see, not as big as Pompeii, but they were supposed to be. One was more preserved, and but yeah, I loved Pompeii. I loved the roads. I loved looking up the streets. Some of them, walls were still intact. Yeah, the people part of it was such a small. Everyone talks about it, but it was, 2%. I mean, yes, you have an area that you saw that, two areas. But other than that, you're looking at these great ruins.
So. Really great. I guess that also, like a lot of the time when we've visited almost every site that we've been to, we have a tendency to take our time. We want to see what we can see. We explore thoroughly. I think a lot of people kind of come in and they take their hour or two, maybe they have a tour, and then they pop off to some other place.
Right.
And that doesn't really work for us. If you were in for something quick, that all of the artifacts, a lot of the artifacts are kind of right up at the beginning of that site. You can see the big oil vessels and people that were captured alive in that space. And
no, the people were in the very back.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I heard about them and I'd kind of given up on seeing them. Yeah, remember?
Apparently
you don't. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're walking kind of along the back looking down at that valley that had some of the tombs in it. And then there was that metal stairway that took you down. And they have it, air-sealed room with glass.
Oh, interesting.
And so, yeah, I don't think most people see it. I mean, we were back there with two other people. I mean, really surprising.
Mm.
And then that small, I call it a coliseum. What do they call it? Where they fight. Where the gladiators go out there. They have their games and stuff like that. It was
right.
It was
much smaller than the Roman Coliseum, I think it's still a Coliseum. It was perfectly round, same.
Yeah,
oval.
Yeah, five or six rows of seats, but you could see you walked in, underneath and came out, and the first seats, 6 feet up, and
it's just really interesting.
Yeah,
really great. If you're interested in archaeological sites, if you're interested in history, that's a great place to go. There were some tiled floors that you could see there.
Yeah.
There was a bathhouse that was really well preserved there. And in fact, I think you can climb Mount Vesuvius.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can hike up there.
Okay. So I lie really.
Or maybe not. I don't know. I thought that was something that we talked about.
Oh, okay.
If you're there long enough and you want to go for an amazing hike.
Boy, that would be a tough hike. I mean, you're looking up at that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we saw it. Did we see it from where we were?
Of course, yeah. The train takes you by it. I don't know that I noticed it on the train, but I certainly did in Pompeii itself. Looking up, that's what killed all these people. So, anyway, I thought Pompeii was great.
I thought Pompeii was great.
I really like Naples, particularly Old Town.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice, easy to walk around in.
Did you feel like staying in Naples was a good compromise as far as Pompeii goes, or would you have stayed in Pompeii?
Oh, no, stay in Naples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much more, you have your restaurants and everything there. Yeah, stay in Naples.
Yeah.
I don't think
that train ride was short.
Yeah, it was like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And everyone knows you're in Naples, you're going to go see Pompeii. It was nothing to find the right train and all that.
So. Easy, really easy. Yeah. And it's kind of fun. You get to see a bunch of people commuting.
Yeah.
Kids going to school and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So. Righto. Okay. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Al.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.